I look at data a lot. I'm a very factually based individual. When you look at these job numbers and you look at the percentage gain in jobs, you cannot look at that in a vacuum. And you're comparing apples to oranges if you don't look at where that's originating from. And by that I mean, there's criticism that Pennsylvania is 49th in job growth. That's not the full picture, and by not getting the full picture, it's not accurate. What you need to look at is our percentage of recovery since the recession. And very quickly, I'll give you an analogy, an accurate analogy with statistics. We fared better than most states during the recession. We lost fewer jobs than most states. So our recovery from the recession will not take as many jobs to be back to where we were at pre-recessionary levels. So those who lost a lot of jobs will naturally be higher, but that doesn't mean they're better shaped economically. For example, we show a percentage gain in jobs, and I'll use the last 2 years. So for the last 2 years, we show a 1.4% gain in jobs. Ohio shows a 2.4% gain in jobs. If you look at just that number, you think Ohio is doing better than Pennsylvania. You would be wrong, because if you look at that number compared to where we were, we're over 50% recovered from the recession. We're actually 53.3% back recovered, percentage of recovery from the recession. Ohio's only 33% recovered from the recession. So even though you have a percentage gain in jobs that sounds higher, they were much further down than we are and still aren't back at the level we are. So when you ask, which was the right question to ask, where are we from an economic point of view? We're in much, much better condition. But you have to look at both of those numbers. Otherwise, it's simply inaccurate information.